Ati amma akeru. Ati amma akeru. Ati amma akeru. Ati amma akeru. This Hesi or Kesi translates in Medu-Netter to the divine self manifesting as Ma'ati, grant that I become purified and enlightened. Om Ma'ati Amma Akeru. Om Ma'ati Amma Akeru. Om Ma'ati Amma Akeru. Om Ati Amma Akeru. Giving thanks, honor, and praise to the divine creator and creatress, to our ancestors, our benevolent spirit guides, our celestial ancestors, and to our divine teachers that walk with us and guide us, our living teachers who walk with us and guide us. And to our higher selves for always pointing us in the directions that we need to go. Thank you for joining me, House of Nekhbet. I am Nekhbet Nefertiti-Ra, and we are continuing to go over the 10 virtues of Ma'at, talking about what it means to use Ma'at, the Kemetic principle of truth, order, balance, reciprocity, justice, harmony in our lives in order to course correct ourselves, govern ourselves, become more mindful, and in a more traditional sense of the Kemetic cosmology, create a good karmic imprint that we may move forward on our soul's journey and our time of transition. So we are on the sixth virtue, and that virtue is have faith in myself to will the truth. I have faith in myself to will the truth. So, looking at the definition of the word willed, it means to have and be able to use power or influence. The Indo-European etymology of willed is to control or govern. The definition of truth is that is in accordance with fact or reality. And the Indo-European etymology of truth is faithfulness, fidelity, loyalty, veracity, or pledge. So the sixth virtue is ultimately saying that you have the faith and the trust in yourself to be able to control, govern that which is in accordance with fact or reality, and to be able to use the power and the influence of that fact or reality in order to have loyalty, faithfulness, and fidelity to yourself, to your purpose, to your growth, to those around you. So again, this is really talking about how Ma'at encourages one to have accountability over oneself. And I was thinking a couple of things. I was watching some post about these government officials and what state law and federal law, and how the federal government is supposed to create laws that protect the people. And on a spiritual sense, excuse me, let me go back. On a physical sense, yes, I can understand like how, you know, we live in a world in our society ultimately is supposed to have things set in place to continue to uphold and uplift and make sure that the society is taken care of. But in the Western world and some other places on this planet, other countries and continents, society is not set up to really support everyone that's included. Society really kind of is set up in a way to support its own interest. And so when I was listening to that, I thought about Ma'at and I thought about the ancestral resonance of our ancestors who did not have police and did not really have judicial systems, but they leaned heavily on Ma'at and the community leaders and elders who were truly embodying and harnessing the principles of Ma'at, the virtues of Ma'at and the attributes of Ma'at in order to create a sustainable environment for everyone in the community. So that way everyone could thrive, everyone could be at peace and have understanding. And so definitely clear that some of the crimes of our ancestors are not the same as some of the crimes that are committed today because of how tight-knit community and tribe was. We don't have tribe mentality or community mentality anymore. We have individual mentality, every person for itself, every man for itself or for themselves, and, you know, fit in, get in where you fit in and pull yourself up by the bootstraps. Like, people are not as willing to provide you sugar and eggs if you were to knock on their door. They're going to tell you to go to the grocery store. They don't got it, right? So even when it comes down to like our close-knit community groups, such as like our family, immediate family or extended family, there's not many people that can actually go ask for help. And there are many reasons for that. So thinking about what it means to kind of go back like Sankofa, in order for you to know where you're going, you must know where you've been or where you come from. So thinking about how we lean into African tradition and the mentality of Africanness and the sense of what it means for the community to uphold itself, because everyone is living in their purpose and following these very, I don't want to say they're loose, but they're almost like just everyday common sense types of things, because you're not just thinking about yourself. You're thinking about each other. You're thinking about what you do and how it affects your mother, your father, your sisters, your brothers, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, your friends, your lovers, your wife, your husband, your children, your great-grandchildren. So people very much kind of live in a moment type of sense, where I'm gonna get mine now and worry about whatever later. But again, when we talk about like generational karma or generational curses, some individuals are not really thinking about how they are haphazardly acting out of their own pain or the inability to focus on their healing, or not taking the time to look within and hold themselves accountable and have hard conversations and have someone tell you how you made them uncomfortable and vice versa. We haven't, you know, been able to really talk about that, where a person can say, you know what, I see how how what I've done affected you, and I wasn't meaning for that to happen. You know, at this time in my life, or at that time, I just wasn't in a good place, or, you know, I wasn't really considerate of how you felt. There's really no empathy. There's a lot of apathy right now. And to ask for any type of empathy or sympathy is almost like asking someone to like, well, the person would think that you were asking them to like peel their skin back, you know, and they'll just tell you, oh, you need to get over it. Or you need to get over that already. And so it was like, well, I want to get over it. This is the whole point of me having this conversation. So when we think about this principle of having faith in myself to will the truth, ultimately you are saying that I have faith in myself to be able to use the power and the influence of Ma'at, because truth is Ma'at, right? And again, talking about how Ma'at assists us in governing who we are as a person, that we're creating nefer ari, good actions, and having nefer bit good character. And nefer ari in the Kemetic sense is the equivalent to karma or dharma, And we know that karma is not always something that is a negative. You know, it's like, that's like a karma going to come back and get you. You have negative karma, or the aspect of what would seem to be negative karma, and you have the positive karma. What you reap is what you sow, right? So whatever you do, whatever you put out into your environment, whatever you put out into the world, whatever you put out into your immediate physical space, you are going to, at some point in your life, reap the consequences of whatever action you're putting out there. So some things, when it comes down to healing, some things are very much self-induced because we're not thinking about how we may be poisonous to our very own selves, let alone how that translates into being poisonous for another person and not being of Ma'akeru, true of thought, true of speech, and true of action, or right of thought, right of speech, right of action. So just real quick to digress, I follow a young lady, and I hate to say the word follow, but that's just the social media buzz stuff that they say. I follow this woman on Instagram, and her name is Daughter of the Fates. And this is a book that people have recommended to me, but I just don't read stuff that people tell me I should read because I don't like people telling me what I like. So if a person's like, oh, I think you would like this, you should read this, I'm like, I'm not going to read it, you know. But I have heard about this book so many times, and definitely it has been suggested to me so many times. But she's reading The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. And so she was reading that on Instagram Live, and I really like her just because of the different perspectives that she takes her time in her readings of, like, how some of the ways of, like, learning about being a woman or spirituality in general, like, what it's really saying. Because I think the humanity of religion and spirituality has really jaded people from actually going deeper into what it means for them to have a relationship with it themselves. But she was speaking about, or reading a part in The Alchemist where the man who is looking for the alchemist pretty much employs a younger man to find this alchemist. And so in the process of this happening, the alchemist reveals himself to the boy and basically wants the boy to continue on the journey with him. And the young man is like, well, I didn't ask. I'm not looking for the alchemist. It's not me that's asking for this. It's this man that actually wants, you know, to know who you are. And the alchemist was telling the young man, like, okay, yes, this is true. He is looking for me, but right now he's on his own journey and he'll get to me, but he's really learning this part of the process. But you have a different calling. And right now, here is the options that you have. You can either follow your calling and reap the full benefits of it, or step away from your calling and the fact that you have found me ultimately and have your life turn a different way. And then you'll always be thinking in the back of your mind, should you really have taken this opportunity? And so when I think about being in Ma'at and just the whole process of these virtues, from controlling our thoughts and having devotion to our purpose, having control over our actions, trusting our teachers, the teachers that come in our lives in the time that we're ready for them to come into our lives, to be able to teach us and guide us in the way that we need to be guided in order for us to fully embody and assimilate that aspect of those teachings and the truth of those teachings, in order for us to be able to use them properly so we can go about our purpose in life more fully. And when I think about the truth and what that means, an individual saying, you know, you have to do what's true to you. Truth is really subjective because it is going to be on a lower level. Truth is subjective because it takes a person to be able to see the reality of certain things at first. Sometimes it's not easy for us to own our truths. Sometimes it's not easy for us to hear truths about us that make us uncomfortable. Sometimes it's hard for us to even call ourselves out on certain truths about ourselves and where we are and why we're there in our process and in our life. That is a very hard thing to do. But once you get past that, oh my gosh, I can't believe I've been doing that. Am I really like that? Wow, why have I been doing this to myself? Like, once you get over that discomfort, then you start to actually experience the real truth of the whole why, like the why you had to go through that, or why that happened, or why you were that way, or what the outcome really is as to why you went through what you went through, or the revelations that we have in our growth in life evolution. And so what I really appreciate and love about Ma'at is very gentle. She is very gentle as the mother of order and the essence and the energy of what it means to just put something in its place, in its rightful place, and to bring regulation to disorder. So I was talking to my mother. I got so many little inserts, but just roll with me. I was talking to my mother about how sometimes there is a such thing as spiritual ignorance. And what I mean by that is a person could know and study spirituality, but not practice it because of their own ignorance out of fear. Fear to be obedient, fear to submit, fear to be devoted to what the actual action of a spiritual practice could unveil and unravel for you. And I think that I really do feel like, because religion, again, and spirituality has been so jaded and so just pumped with hidden agendas and different types of fanaticisms and almost, you know, this sin shame of why a person isn't perfect in their eyes, when that's not even the whole goal of you practicing your practice. Your practice with spirit, whether that's Christianity, whether it's Buddhism, whether it's Judaism, whether it's Islam, whether it's Hinduism, Sikhism, whatever-ism, like Kemeticism, Ifa, Akan, Palo, Moyembe, whatever that is for you, your practice and your spiritual devotion is to get to know the depths of yourself on an energetic and a divine level that you are able to tap back into source in order for you to do what it is that you are supposed to do on this realm. Everyone has a calling in some sense, whether it be just to experience life or to be a guide and a healer for other people, to be a teacher, to be a supporter. Everyone has something that they are designed to do. And you can get there, yes, by your own knowing. That's like Taoism. It's just following the way, following your own personal intuition, not getting in front of you. But most of us, we retain a lot of the indoctrination of our families and our traditions, the traumas of epigenetics and all those kinds of things, where it gets a little difficult to discern your voice from the voice of groupthink in a healthy way. Some groupthink is good. Some groupthink is not as beneficial. But when you think about Ma'at and taking your time to allow each aspect of her to regulate disorder in your life, this is why spirituality and your practice of healing is continuous. It never ceases because you continue to, like peeling back an onion, such a cliche example, but it's so true, right? Peeling back an onion, at some point you have to take these steps in your journey and your practice to get to the core. And you're going to cry and your eyes are going to burn and it's going to be uncomfortable and you're going to want to throw it away and just stop cutting through or peeling back. But at some point, you settle into the essence and the vibration or whatever, you know, of that healing, and you get to the core of who you are. And then you start moving from your divine truth. You start moving from your divine essence. You start moving in the faithfulness, the loyalty, and the governing of your true identity as a divine person. As someone who at some point has attempted suicide, for me, and I spoke about this earlier in a chat with my mom on one of these podcasts. Why did I do that? I did that because I was not being myself. I did that because I didn't feel connected. I felt I didn't have a purpose. You know, I wasn't connecting to my purpose just yet. And I'm glad that I failed at that attempt, because that moment almost kind of like lit a fire under my ass to find it, get it together, right? To find it. And so the things that we long for as spiritual beings, because that's exactly what we are. We are literally this energetic circuit and essence in a physical, tangible body that is the human anatomy, human flesh, that is animated and designed to experience and to create new algorithms in ourselves. The whole part of neuroplasticity, the fact that you can literally change your mindset by practicing new things or studying something different or challenging yourself, pushing yourself past a threshold, will allow you to engage in a different way of being. Like, it's like, okay, so let's say you're walking up a very steep incline and you're midway and your legs are burning, your breath is starting to become shallow, you know, your legs might be, or your lungs might be burning a little bit, and you're just like, I just want to stop, right? But then just that little voice inside your mind, well, you're almost there, you don't got that much to go, just keep going, one foot in front of the other, right? Just, okay, now you're a little bit farther, and you get to the top of the hill or the incline and you just stop and allow your body to just say, wow, I made that. I did that, you know, a new muscle memory. We have the ability to stretch ourselves way, way beyond the caps of our own self. What is it called? Sabotage. I was going to say defecating, but I don't want to say that. We can push ourselves past our own self-sabotage. We don't have to believe the lies that we tell ourselves, because all of us do it. All of us psych ourselves out in some way as to why we can't do that, or why we're not going to be good at that, or why we shouldn't try that. But then as soon as we try it, you're like, oh, well, that was easy and I actually did a good job, right? So it's like, why can't you practice spirituality in the way that you need to? And again, I'm speaking from an African-centered practice. And at some point I'll speak about what got me here. But why can't you? Why can't you reach for beyond the stars? Why can't you reach into the universe? Why can't you reach into the multiverse and pull the deepest part of yourselves out of you or from it into you? Yes, why can't you pull from the abundance of the multiverse, pull that down into you to open up the depths of who you are? And that ultimately looks like you getting out of your own way. And I find for myself personally, again, that Ma'at has helped me and is continuing to help me deeply pull my head out of my ass, ultimately. So I won't be constipated. I can have a full flow, get it all out, clean out my system, and start fresh. You know, my eye holds you gently in a way that just says, okay, well, why did you do that? And why do you feel like that? And if you know these things, why aren't you practicing them? And if you say you understand, why aren't you exemplifying that? And if this makes sense to you, why are you rebelling against it? What are you trying to prove? What do you need to say? Why are you doing this? You know, Ma'at really helps you. The principles of Ma'at really asks you to look at yourself and to buff that mirror, to look at yourselves and to deal with those depths of yourself. Yeah, if you want to say the shadow aspect of you, sure. Because, you know, the whole thing about I will not make a person cry today. Does that include yourself? Are you not going to get frustrated at yourself and cry over something or say something foul that's going to hurt somebody else's feelings? Because now you got to figure out, well, why was I being a bitch or an asshole? You know, why was I being that to that person? Did that person really deserve it? Or was I just having a moment because I was in a bad mood or something didn't go my way or somebody talked to me crazy earlier and I felt like, well, I couldn't tell them off, so I'm going to tell you off. Because I'm tired of people treating me like they can just run over me any kind of way and say whatever they want to say to me. No, you cannot. I'm about to let you know right now. You know, like my eye is really an attitude checker and an adjuster. Like, fall back. Take a breath. Om Ma'ati Am Ma'akeru. Om Ma'ati Am Ma'akeru. Om Ma'ati Am Ma'akeru. The divine self manifesting as Ma'ati, grant that I become purified and enlightened. I'm reading from the introduction to Ma'at philosophy. This is by Muwatta Ashby, and I just opened up to this part of the book. I'm going to read this paragraph. It says, you must strive to understand that your struggles have not come to you by accident, just as your prosperity also has not come to you by accident. You need to understand that the creator in the form of Ma'at is behind every situation in your life, just as she is behind the relentless and perfect movement of the planets and stars. With this wisdom, you need to develop a feeling of contentment within yourself and to avoid useless and negative expectations. People expect things out of life, not realizing that the world is not set up to pamper anyone's ego. You may expect things and work for things out of life, but know that the Divine Mother will grant you what you need just as a good parent provided what a child needs. You may pray for material things and desire them, but not all of your prayers will be answered because there is a higher intelligence that knows what is best for you. Therefore, as a spiritual aspirant, you should surrender your egoistic will and your egoistic desires to the will of the Divine Self. When you do so, you will realize that the tension and anxiety and stress you created by pressuring yourself was useless and destructive because it led you away from inner peace and did not allow you to have clarity of mind to see the way out of your situation. You must develop a balance, a harmony in your life. This is Ma'at. In this balance, you will be able to know what direction to take in life. This is the guidance from the Divine Mother. This is the part of Ma'at that talks about, or not talks about, that is saying that you use knowledge by practicing wisdom. This is a part of my understanding as to Ma'at being the consort of Jehudi, because Ma'at understands what is needed in order for you to put things in its proper place so you can know what to do and receive the guidance that is Jehudi, so that way you can act properly and more favorably in your life and have the external influences be favorable to you as well. So when you're...
Honey, I don't know what just happened, so I apologize about that. We're going to be on part two real quick. I was laughing. I'm like, I'm just talking, and the recording stopped, but, you know, I blame it on the retrograde, sure thing. And then I'm also laughing because my dryer is in the background. But hey, I'm in my house, y'all. This is real and live. And we're just doing what we're doing. But I was talking about the whole part about being Jehudi or Ma'at being the consort, one of the consorts of Jehudi, as Jehudi is divine guidance and wisdom and the knower of all things. Jehudi is the remedy, right? So following Ma'at or upholding Ma'at, shall I say, not just following, upholding Ma'at, practicing Ma'at, living Ma'at, working Ma'at, building a relationship with Ma'at, is building a relationship with yourself to be able to open up to that divine guidance that again opens the doors and the depths of your own life and the relationship that you have with the life around you. It helps you to understand yourself so much better and really become very unapologetic to who you are and to what you are, because you know that you are living the most favorable way that life is designed for you to be. So when you know yourself, because you have put in the effort, you have put in the work, you have put in the time to develop an unconditional relationship with who you are. And what do I mean by unconditional relationship? I mean like a relationship where you are fully embracing every part of yourself, the things that are beautiful and that you love and that you like, and also the things that you are not so keen on about yourselves. You can still love the dark parts of who you are and just know that you're still a work in progress, and there's nothing wrong with that. No one has to be perfect or personify perfection. And Ma'at really isn't even asking you to be perfect. Ma'at is asking you to be aware, to be mindful, to be present, to be here, to have understanding, to realize how you have a connection to everything around you, how you are not alone in this world, how you are not a hidden thing or an unseen thing in the grand scheme of being a part of the all, how you are a part of every bit of your family structure and dynamic, and how you have the ability to change that energy because of what you do for yourself, right? There's like that whole thing about when you're on the airplane, when the person is sitting on the window at the window seat, and they, or by the emergency exit, and the stewardess will say to you, you know, are you okay sitting there? If something happens, do you feel like you'll be able to assist the other passengers around you? Okay. So you know that if something does happen on this plane, you'll put your mask on first and proceed to help the other person. Ma'at is you putting on your mask first. Ma'at is you looking at yourself and having accountability for who you are, your own healing, how you view yourself, how you see yourself, how you feel yourself, how you experience yourself, and how you're navigating. I have faith in myself, in my ability, shall I say. I have faith in my ability to will the truth. I have faith in myself to be governed in my Ma'at. I have faith in myself to live in my Ma'at. I have faith in myself that my divine self manifesting as my Ma'at allows me to become purified and enlightened because I have aligned myself in order to be able to do so and be so and know so and act so And now I'm acting in Ma'akaru. And if something happens where I'm out of pocket and perhaps someone calls me out on something, instead of me being like, what? No, I would, that's not me. I wouldn't know. You know, you, I can't, you know, they're always lying on me. Sometimes maybe it's like, okay, well, let me fall back. Let me hear this person and see exactly what they're saying. And no, it may not be my truth, but I can see where a person is coming from. And if I did do something that just looked really shady or whatever you want to call it, I'm able to say, okay, I did do that and make it right. And if I know that I didn't do something wrong, because I know that I'm standing on my square, AKA my aunt, I know that I'm standing on my aunt, I don't need to get defensive. I don't need to be bothered because I know that I am going according to what the truth is and acting factually and acting righteously, that I know that what I'm doing is not affecting the other person. And now you have the ability to stand firm on your square and just mirror the person and have them calmly ask them questions, calmly ask them questions, so that way they're able to see themselves. And sometimes a person on the outside of that reception or receptivity, they may not be able to hear it in the moment. They may go home later and have to think about it. Can you believe she said this to me? And maybe somebody else might do that extra work for you and say, okay, well, I can see where you're upset, but if you gave me the full story, maybe you were wrong. And then they can come back and have a conversation with you in an idealistic world. Some people can do that and some people cannot. It depends on where they are in their own maturity and healing and self-awareness. But number one, putting the mask on yourself, coming into your own self-awareness, coming into your own knowingness of who you are, because you are walking an active path of ma'at in order for the alignment of divine guidance through Jehudi's wisdom or the creator's wisdom, Ifa's wisdom, to give to you what you need, again, to have a favorable existence, not only in this realm, but in the realms to come. Because again, Ma'at is preparing you in this life and in other lives as well that you will have. So that is the last tidbit of this section on the 10 virtues of Ma'at. I hope everyone's having a beautiful day or night or whatever time it is and whatever day of the week that it is or whatever part of the month that it is. Enjoy it. Be easy with yourself. Be easy with how you're processing. And be easy knowing that everything has its own time. Everything takes its own place. And we all are in this together, doing the best that we can. No one has all the answers. But what we can do is support one another in the process of gathering the information. So I wish you all well. Thank you for joining again. And until the next time, Shem Imhotep, I go in peace.